members, we're also seeing off this morning, this time to this one to Kansas City, Missouri. Cynthia Schreier, I believe it was some weeks ago, you announced that you would have to be leaving the area to go to be with your, is it both your parents or your mother? Both your mother and your father who are living in Kansas City, Missouri, to go live closer to them. There's a really outstanding UU church in Kansas City, and I'm sure they're just waiting for you to get there. Cynthia's been a very longtime member of our congregation. She was, for a time, we didn't see her for a few years there when she went over to Peterborough to be their director of religious education. I think her most lasting legacy here will be that she started the Buddhist Meditation Group, which meets here on Wednesday evenings. That's grown to be a very, quite a large group that comes in here on Wednesdays. And we really appreciate you getting that going. Cynthia has left us with a couple of things to both remember her by and to make us reminiscent of the Buddhist presence that she's brought to our community. Cynthia, come join me, okay? All right.
Tuesday with my 24-foot truck and heading out. So, I'm living with a lot of boxes right now. All of us have moved. We know what that's like. A little groundless.
One appointment, a couple of things that you have that you've given the church. Do you want to say a little bit
about
that?
So, I want to just say a little bit about this Buddhist meditation group. And for the appreciation that's been extended to me, I'm very grateful for that. I do want to put it in a context of specific selfishness, that 8 years ago when I started this group, it was because I really didn't like traveling to Boston to the Buddhist meditation group down there in Brookline at the Shambhala Center. And there was a children's program once a month, and my then husband, Adam, and I would take the kids down and dealt with them finding all the way down and all the way back. And so I felt that it just really wasn't worth it. So I thought, what could I do to just bloom where I planted here in Nashua? And I approached Chris Parker, our director of religious education, and said, could this be offered as part of our adult religious education, where there might be people like myself who want to work with their mind and their emotions and make it a practice? And that's what this practice of Buddhist meditation offers. So that's how the group started, actually, was out of my selfishness and not wanting to drive down and figuring that it was probably good for other people too. So as I look out, I do see a number of people here in our congregation who have come. It's been a group that other people have found the UU Church through, and then there have been people in the UU Church that have found Buddhist meditation practice here. So it's been just a wonderful relationship and totally in alignment with our principles of borrowing upon the wisdom teachings of all world religions. So as a gift from the Buddhist meditation group, and I say it is from the group, not from me personally, there are two pieces here, and I'll ask David Victory to come up and hold one of them. Steve has one. The one that Steve is holding has very historic significance. Those are called the 7 points of mind training that Atisha brought out of India to Tibet back at the end of the first century, moving into the second century. And those 7 points of mind training are further broken down into what are called slogans that are just pithy one-line statements that actually are used in a way that it can help you to open in situations where you want to shut down. They're really quite remarkable, very simple. One of them, for instance, is be grateful for everyone. So let's say you're in a heated conversation or a situation at work and you're not exactly favorable towards your boss or a coworker. The invitation is to be grateful for that conflict, be grateful for that person and what they're bringing to you to help you to understand how you're responding and how you shut down around aggression or whatever. So that be grateful to everyone helps to open and give space so that the intention is about opening our hearts and seeing what is. Another one that you might relate to is don't act with a twist. And that means like when you're, for instance, I think we've all experienced this, when someone offers you a kindness, there might be an agenda and then it gets withdrawn at some point. So it's a reminder to just be genuine. An wait in ambush, so that you're watching someone and you're just hoping they're going to trip up, and then you can feel kind of gleeful about that. So it encourages you to just be mindful of how your mind might be responding to situations. The calligraphy is done by a woman named Barbara Bash, who does some wonderful children's books. And it's signed by Pema Chodron, who, if you don't know who Pema Chodron is, in the United States and in Europe, she's really considered quite an excellent teacher of these slogans. She's made them her own. She teaches in such an accessible way that you feel like you're close friends with her the way she talks. But she has personally signed that, and she is the director of education at Gampo Abbey in Nova Scotia, and is just quite renowned in Buddhist circles. So it's a wonderful gift. Offer it. Please take time. It's another go-to point today, along with the Memorial Garden and Victoria's artwork, to stop and look at that. And that will be, that's hung on the wall between the elevator and the coat room, right outside the dining room. And David Victory is one of our newest members in the meditation group that has found us. And what he's holding is just a depiction of the Buddha. It's more of a Theravadan depiction of the Buddha, and I'm not sure where the property committee is going to find a spot for that, but we will get that. So thank you, and thank you to those in the meditation group. If you can just raise your hand, you can go to the meditation group here. So there's a number of us that have appreciated that. So thank you very much. I've really enjoyed being able to be a part of bringing that here for not only us here at this church, but the greater community. Thank you.
Come and see us again whenever you can.